At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
You wish to proffer the celebration dinner by Mr. Wilcox as well?
No, sir. I think my preference at this point, assuming your ruling will be the same on the celebration dinner, is to have Mr. Wilcox step off the stand, proceed with another witness, and revisit this issue after the lunch break.
Very well.
Please bring the jurors back in. You may end your examination in front of them, and then Mr. Rauschbaum will have his opportunity. Well, actually, Mr. Rauschbaum, how long do you believe your cross-examination of the witness would take?
I'm a little confused. Are you...
The ruling is the impeachment as the celebration dinner is going to be excluded on the same grounds for now. If we need to revisit later, we will, but as to your cross-examination... that will be taking place in front of the jurors on a subject matter that's already been covered. How long do you think that's going to take?
Oh, she can stop asking questions of this week.
By the way, she just indicated she would.
Okay. For the issues that we've dealt with just now?
Prior to any proffers and sending the jurors
out. I'm not really too long. Maybe 30 minutes.
Right, let's bring them back in. You can start your cross. We'll take the lunch break.
Amen. Pick up from there.
Please bring back in the witness. Everyone can be seated. Bailiff, if you can please instruct Mr. Lacoste to come back in.
It's good to have an further direct examination for this witness.
You may cross-examine.
Thank you,
Your Honor. Professor Lepas, good morning.
Good morning.
You met Trevor Edelson one time, right?
That's correct.
There was a trip that you and Wendy took down to South Florida for a day after a spring break with kids that she taught.
Yeah, we went to Mockley, and then we went over to Miami, or to Fort Lauderdale and Miami, just for the 11th. That's right.
And you had dinner, you said, on March 11th, 2014, at a place called Yardbird?
That's correct.
You recall Charlie was in his scrubs?
Don't recall that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
And Catherine Medbanowa was at that dinner, right?
She was.
And I think you said that she was bringing up stuff about her ex, right?
not a lot, just a little bit, but she did bring that up, and I recalled it.
Is it fair to say that she was pushing for information?
From Bella?
From Miss Adelson?
I don't recall that.
Well, was she trying to get Miss Adelson to talk about her ex-husband?
I don't recall that.
Do you recall there being a lot of discussion at the dinner about Professor Merkel?
Don't recall a lot. It always came up for a minute. It came up in the context of Wendy Ellis's book. Most of it was Charlie talking.
You recall Katie asking questions about how the divorce was going, how he was treating her, where he was. You don't recall any of that happening at the dinner?
I do not recall any of that.
The only thing you recall is her saying something about her ex-husband.
That's what stuck out. We had previous legal proceedings where I also could not remember. Yeah, I can't. It's a dinner 9 years ago. I don't remember a lot of detail of it.
It
wasn't a lot either. It was just an hour.
Isn't it likely that she was talking about her ex-husband, her problems, because there was talk about exes?
I mean, that's pure speculation on my part. I don't recall. I do recall some other things we spoke about, but I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about them or not. They involved her client. They were so I'm in my head trying to figure out how much space was there for other stuff. As I previously testified, most of it was Charlie telling us stories, kind of.
But Katie was clearly wanting to bring up the topic, as you said, about her family situation.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about two or three sentences here. I only recalled that in retrospect because there was a murder. I thought, oh, geez.
And it was important enough for you to, for Miss Kaufman to ask you about that, right?
Okay, yeah.
Right. So you remember her talking about her family situation.
Yeah, I also remember Charlie talking about a party he had recently attended. There's a few other random things.
Fair enough, but yeah, I didn't ask, with all due respect, I didn't ask you.
Technically.
So stick with the family situation.
Okay.
So Catherine McBanderwell was talking about her family situation, correct?
For two or three sentences, she mentioned that Sufredo Garcia, not by name, and the tensions with him. Yes.
You say that Charlie talked in the hot tub or the pool about having connections to the criminal element. That's what your testimony was, right?
Yes. Starting with my initial statement to TPD. Yes, sir.
And you're talking about your statement to TPD after the murder, right?
3 days after the murder.
And after you thought Wendy Adelson was trying to frame you for the murder, right?
I didn't think that in that interview. It took me some time to process.
You're aware that you were called in as a suspect for the murder, right?
Yes.
Okay. And after that point in time is when you gave that statement to TPD regarding what Mr. Adelson said. Just yes or no?
After I was called into the police station. Yeah, that's when I gave my statement at the police station.
Right. What I'm making clear is, it's not like you had dinner and were in the hot tub with Charlie Adelson and you went back to Tallahassee and gave the statement then, right?
No, I'm going to have no reason to do that.
I understand that, Professor Lacoste. I'm just trying to make it clear to the jury when you gave TPD this statement. And the answer is you gave him the statement after the murder and after you were called in as a suspect on that murder.
That's correct. Okay.
Now, do you recall texting Charlie Adelson after you met with him?
I texted Mr. Adelson one time, yes.
Okay. And do you recall saying to him, "Hey, Charlie, it's Jeff," as in Wendy and Jeff. "Hey, man, thanks for your hospitality the other night. Sorry about the clusterfuck with the cab. It was great to finally meet you. I can tell how proud you are of your sister. I am too. She's really one in a million. Take care, dude, and look forward to seeing you again sometime soon." Do you recall texting him that?
I do recall texting him that.
Okay. You like hanging out with the criminal element?
It was my new girlfriend's brother who she was very close with. I've been dating one seriously for 12 days. I didn't think it was right to give a... I was polite rather than honest, let's put it that way.
Let me ask the question again. Do you like hanging out with the criminal element?
No, I don't do that.
Did Charlie Adelson text you or did you text him?
I texted him. I can't remember if that was solicited by Wendy Adelson or not, but I texted him.
It wasn't solicited by Charlie Adelson, right?
No, we never spoke again, though.
Actually, he texted you back.
Right, I never
answered. And he said, "It was great seeing you. I'm glad you made your flight. Hopefully we can all hang out soon." you testified that Wendy was a wreck. Hold on one second.
Sorry. One moment, Your Honor.
I've lost my control. You testified about some of these divorce filings on direct, correct?
Yes.
And you testified that Wendy was a wreck about him, right?
Yes.
That's not what you thought in the spring of 2014, though, was it?
You're questioning whether he is what I thought in the spring of 2014. I noticed repeatedly her reacting to motions and litigation and getting very, very upset. I'm not saying there was never any good times, but she was very upset when he filed something.
Do you recall sending an email to Wendy Adelson in March 27th of 2014, where you tell her that she's adapting really well to unpleasant circumstances and that she needs to give herself more credit?
That sounds familiar. I would say it got increasingly worse March, April, May, June in terms of reactions to the entire situation. But I know I was sending an email, yes, trying to encourage my girlfriend at the time, yes.
So really, it got worse. Filings in March, April, and June.
No, I don't know when the last filing was. Her reactions, not just to filings, but the entire situation, let me clarify. So.
Colin, okay. Would it surprise you that there weren't any filings?
No,
May or June?
No, I'm aware of that.
Would it surprise you that there's been testimony in this courtroom that actually things got a little better?
Wendy's status didn't get better. My observation is that Wendy saw her spiraling downward in that time period is what I was trying to refer to.
Do you recall that in the spring, summer of 2014, Professor Montana asked Wendy's parents to babysit for him?
I didn't know about that, or I don't recall it if I did.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, wow. I could not be on the stand.
Do you recall telling law enforcement that your impression was that
telling
Professor Markell's filing was going to fail?
Yes, I was repeating things I'd heard from Wendy Adelson. So most of that content, that was...
Sir, I'm just asking you for a yes or no question.
Okay.
Let me follow up of where you get that information.
Okay.
I know you have an...
Yes, I told Blues, though. Yes.
So, you told the police that Wendy wasn't concerned about Professor Markell succeeding.
No, not motion. No, she was highly anxious. She was highly anxious.
Did she think that the motion was going to be granted?
I don't think she knew. I think that's what caused the anxiety.
Didn't you tell law enforcement that your impression was that Professor Markell's motion was going to fail?
I did tell law enforcement that, yes.
And didn't you just tell the jury that impression came from Wendy Adelson?
Well, from my interactions with her and partially my own opinion, to clarify. But yes, that's true. Yeah.
You also told law enforcement that everyone in the legal community agreed with that assessment.
I didn't speak to anyone in the legal community.
Well, let's read your interview then. And let's see if it refreshes your recollection. You don't recall when you recorded. There you said, and I quote, everyone in the legal community agreed with that assessment. At 2 o'clock on 7/23/14, interview part one, at 34:35 in the interview. You don't recall saying that?
Can you give me the date of an interview again, please?
7/23/2014, interview part one. And 3/6/2015, you reiterated it at 34 minutes and 35 seconds into the recording. You don't recall saying that?
Vaguely, I do recall saying something like that. I'm not a lawyer trying to figure out this situation. Getting different messages from different people.
I have no further questions right now, Your Honor.
You have me on.
At the time you were in the hot tub with the defense, did you know that he was a criminal element? Let me rephrase.
Yeah.
Did you know he was conspiring to commit the murder of Dan Markell?
I had no idea.
All right. And when you were at dinner with Heat and Catherine Magdanova, did you know that she was conspiring
to commit the murder of Gaynard?
Well, no idea.
So you didn't know when you were in the hot tub that you were hanging out with a criminal element in that regard?
No.
All right, let's pause it there.
Nicole,
I would not do well on the stand.
That's exactly what I had in my notes too, where his attorney said criminal element. You're like hanging with are you insinuating your client is a criminal element? The very man you're trying to get off here as not being part of a criminal element, you dipshit. It felt like quite an overstep there by the attorney of Charlie. And we're not discussing Charlie, but I did think that was an interesting piece of wording to use while you're representing someone that you're trying to make a jury think is not criminal element.
All I could see in my mind is Tom Cruise screaming at Jack Nicholson going, "Did you order the code red?"
You know, it's like, right, I ordered the code red.
Come is on.
That, yeah.
He was, you know, Jeffrey wasn't on trial.
No, but it's a lot of the Adelson trials have been a lot of, look over here, look over there, and everything but right here, and confuse, 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 confuse. That was really the strategy they had because there really wasn't a lot of other ways around it. But there you go. That's the Adelsons. That's the Jeffrey Lacoste testimony from the trial of Charlie Adelson. It's very interesting. There are other elements of this case that we're going to dig into probably next week. And continue to examine all of the elements surrounding Wendy, what people have said about Wendy, what people have said about her testimony, even Wendy herself. We'll probably take a look back at some of that as well as we continue to examine this and see where this all goes. Obviously, she maintains her innocence. She has never been charged with anything. So this is all allegedly. It's a fascinating case as we continue to dig into it.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.